We are continuing. Are we on? Yes. We're continuing our learning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the fifth chapter, where we picked up from last year. And the last thing we talked about is five gates. Five gates that enter into the Chamesh Me'esama al Chamesh Me'esama, the 500 cubits by 500 cubits. It's about 750 feet. The cubit is approximately 18 inches. And it seems, according to the opinion of the Rambam, that there was an additional wall around the actual sacred area. This is not the Kotel. Not the Kotel. Because the Kotel is not around 500 Amot or 500 Amot. The Kotel is around a much larger area. Much larger. The Rambam seems to be very specific, unless I'm misunderstanding something, in telling us that in addition to that retaining wall, which held all of the landfill together and created this artificial mountain, which comes known as a Temple Mount compound, the actual Temple Mount or sacred mountain had to have a wall around it. As I mentioned a few days ago, the purpose for the Rambam telling us these details of the second Beis HaMikdash has to be halachic, because he doesn't tell us about the Mishkan, not a word. He doesn't tell us about the first Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't tell us about Mishkan Shiloh or any of the Mishkanot. He just mentions in passing, he goes through the trajectory of history to how we got to Har HaMoriah, and he says, once we get to Har HaMoriah, that's it. Here's where we stay. So it must be, we surmise, that the details of the second Beis HaMikdash that the Rambam talks about are approximately halachically mandated for the third Beis HaMikdash as well. That's what we have to know about this, which would mean, it seems, according to the opinion of the Rambam, that the Har HaMoriah, meaning the actual holy mountain, is going to have a unique wall around it. Okay, so we built that wall yesterday. Now we build another two walls. And we're not even at the Beit HaMikdash yet. Says the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, l'fnimi menu, inside of this wall that surrounds the circumference of 500 amot by 500 amot, there is a soreg. Soreg. Soreg is explained by Rashi as wood latticework. The soreg, makif saviv, encircled the entirety of the Beis HaMikdash compound. Govho, its height, was yud tvachim, 10 tvachim high. Not very high, but as high as this table. So that's the minimum amount of height for many halachic things, a minimum amount of height, oftentimes invoked for the concept of carrying on Shabbat. According to the opinion of the Rosh, he says that the reason that the Soreg would have been placed there is because the outer wall around the Har HaBayit was built before the area was occupied, and therefore it couldn't serve as an Eruv. According to the Shita of the Rambam, this would be very, very dubious to say so, and the Rambam doesn't say so. But it would be very dubious to say so, because the Rambam seems to say that most of the 500 Amot was actually covered, portico after portico, with roofs over it. That's what the Shilta Gibaidim certainly says, that the Mishnah Melech understands the Rambam that way as well. In that case, it wouldn't need an extra mechitza, unless we're to say that those roofs stopped at a certain point around the outer area of the Beis HaMikdash, so it was ringed around with roof. And then there was an empty area, and the Soreg would serve as a permissible fence or point of demarcation so people could carry on Shabbat from the Beis HaMikdash to outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is a possibility. At any rate, we don't know. The Mishnah doesn't tell us why the Soreg was there, but there was this line of scrimmage made of latticework. Ulefnim in HaSoreg, and then inside the Soreg, HaChel. There was a Chel. The Rambam adds the word that not only was there a chel, but he says, govho, its height was eser amot. That's 15 feet high. It's about as high as the ceiling here, or so. That's a pretty tall wall. So that's inside a wall, which we don't have details on its height. We know that the gates were 15 amot high. So if the gates were 15 amot, were 10 amot high, pardon me, then the wall has to be higher than 10 amot if it had gates 10 amot. So a very high wall around the actual Har HaBayit. Then we had a soreg, some lattice work, which was not very high, but 3.5 feet high. Then after that, we have another wall, which is 10 amot high. The wall, which is 10 amot high, this is the opinion of the Rambam, is known as the Chel. And the Rambam says, he proves to you that this is different from the wall of the Azara, because he says, if you look, and there it is said on the Lamentations. He refers here to the Megillat Eicha, the book of Jeremiah's Lamentations, that it says in the beginning of the second chapter, in the eighth verse, Vayavel Chel v'choyma. They mourned over Chel and Choyma. So Chel is one thing, and Choma is something else. Choma, we understand to be, is the Choma of the actual Har Habayit. Actual Azara of the actual Beis HaMikdash. So the Chel then is a second wall because it says Chel V'choma. And since it says Chel V'choma, we have to surmise that there was a second wall. So that around, we haven't gotten Beis HaMikdash yet. The wall around the entire mountain, we see. That you don't have to learn about. That does, and that's not talked about. And it could be that that wall is not even halachically mandated. Because if it would be halachically mandated, the Rambam would certainly have mentioned it. And it seems the Rambam is not talking about that wall. Because his verbiage is very precise. He says, 500 amot, v'hoya mukav choma. It was surrounded by a wall. Unless, of course, I'm totally misunderstanding the Rambam. And he means there was 500 amot and around at some later distance was another wall. I don't know. We can only surmise. So it's possible the Rambam is not talking about the outer wall. He's talking about a wall around the 500 amot to 500 amot. Inside lattice work, the outer wall has to be a minimum of 15 amot high or so, because the door itself is 10 amot high. There's got to be something on top. Inside is a lattice work, which is lower. A lower wall, which is 10 amot, 15 feet. And only afterwards do we get to the outer structure of the Azara, of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which is not the Beis HaMikdash structure itself. This is just the outer courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So talk about building walls. We got like four walls here. Four walls until we get anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. Now here's something interesting. The Rambam and the Meiri, in his commentary on Masechet Yoma on page 16, both say that Chel and Choma are two separate walls. Inside the lattice work fence, the wood fence, there was another wall, a chel, and then a choma, wall of the actual Azara. And it was 10 amot high. However, Rashi, and as well as the Rosh, Rashi in Masechet Yoma, on page 16, and the Rosh in his commentary on Masechet Tamid, they maintain, other Rishonim say this as well, that the chel was not a wall, but rather a distance or a space. So they don't believe in the word v'govho. They said v'chel and an area. That area was 10 amot. So that meant when you came in from the wall, it was around the 500 amot or 500 amot, you had a space, an area of scrimmage of 10 amot, 15 feet space between the soreg, between the lattice work and the actual mikdash. So this is the opinion, as I said, of Rashi and of the Rosh. However, the Rambam and the Meiri are very clear, and they demonstrate it from this pasuk, that says Chel V'chayma, which indicates that it's not a space and a wall, but there was two walls breached. They breached the wall, the outer wall, and then they took down the wall of the actual Azara, the wall of the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And tomorrow we'll do courtyard by Moriah. That we get to the actual courtyard, and hopefully that'll be Facebook Live as well. Thanks for joining us.